from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show, live from Eagles training camp. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio. And, of course, we're live from camp comeback today at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com on a morning where it is football weather outside in Philadelphia. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, quit chasing people who don't want to be caught, man. Like, I mean, seriously, like, you know,
is
like,
that
guys.
Is that about you the other day with the car situation?
Is that, yeah, yeah, that don't want to be. It could be that. It could be a metaphor. But I was just thinking, like, a lot of times, you know, you hear people say, like, I had a friend of mine call me and say he's been trying to get in contact with somebody, like, female, and they haven't called him back yet. And I was like, well, you know, that's usually a hint, especially at this age. When you get a certain age, you know, you do that when you're, like, in your 20s, your early 30s. When you hit like 40, 50, man, if people ain't calling you back, then they probably don't really bother with
there
you.
There might so be a reason for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just go ahead and just keep it moving, man. It's okay. You know, rejection is you know, you get rejected all the time. I mean, it's just
– it's part of life.
Bill's character. So just cop chasing folks that don't want to be caught.
Well, man. You said Bill character there, Hugh, and we got a big show planned today. Zach Bond, Eagles linebacker, is going to join us after practice. We're live watching practice right now at the NovaCare Complex. It's football weather,
hey,
Hugh.
Listen, I almost threw a sweatsuit on. I woke up this morning. I was like, wait a minute, this feels like sweatsuit weather.
It feels like football weather, which is perfect for this morning as we are live at Eagles training. But you said something there about building character, Hugh. And I think most of us hope the end of last year built character for this Eagles
yes.
team, right? Because it was bad. It was ugly the way it ended. Now there's a lot of optimism as we move forward to 2024 and the start of this season. And, Hugh, there's a lot of optimism that the Eagles are not just the best team in the NFC East, that they're by far the best team in the NFC. Last year, they were leading for much of the season. They fell off. Obviously, the Cowboys stole the division. We know that no team has won this division in.
I like how you say it, stole.
They stole. I mean, they stole it. The Eagles gave it to them to steal. But the Cowboys stole the division. And now we enter this season where the Eagles are the favorites to win the division. And there's a sense out there that the Eagles are definitely going to win the division. And they're going to be back on top of the NFC. So, Hugh Douglas, I ask you this. Do you believe the Eagles are
yes.
a lock to win the NFC? Well, you're excited. All right, go ahead. So you think that they're
yes,
a lock to
I
win
do.
This division?
I feel like when you look at, like, Daniel Jones was getting killed this weekend for a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were wondering why you gave this man all this money. You know, you're trying to build a team around him, and he looked horrible. I didn't see the game, to be full disclosure, but I heard enough about it to know that he didn't look great. You're talking about a Washington Commodores team that has a young quarterback. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they just named him the starter.
Jaden Daniels,
yes.
Number two pick.
And he's going to struggle. Like, I know that the outlier is C.J. Stroud, and everybody's probably looking at that and thinking that he has an opportunity. He does. But I feel like with Coach Quinn, Dan Quinn as his coach, might be a little tough to do. Might be a little tough to do.
So you saved the real threat for last? Like the,
well, the Cowboys.
The team that won it last year.
Well, the Cowboys, like the Cowboys are in disarray. Whether or not the Cowboy fans want to believe that, it's the truth. You're over here lowballing CeeDee Lamb. You know, you're lowballing me. You know, you're trying to this is your fault because you waited so long to try to pay this guy. And I know somebody's out there gonna say, well, you know, he's not one of the top receivers in the game or whatever, like stuff like that. Don't matter. You pay for potential. And when you look at the money that other people are making, if you want to get ahead of this, you should have did it before the skinny Batman signed. You should have did it before A.J. Brown had his money, Justin Jefferson, all those cats. Like, you're in a position where you could have cut this off before it became a problem, but you didn't do it. So, yeah, they're in disarray right now.
Well, they are.
And you got to pay the quarterback.
There's a lot of issues down in Dallas.
People want their, what's that meme going around right now? Give me my money.
Yeah, they all want their money.
Everybody wants their money.
So, look, I see the reason the Eagles are the favorite. If I was working for FanDuel, I would set the Eagles as the favorite. They improved their roster off of last year on the defensive end. They added a lot of new pieces. They have better coordinators. I see the reason. But am I allowed to need to see it before I believe it with this Eagles team?
I mean, that's fair.
I just need to see them play well and it all come together. The last time we saw them, and I know you're going to tell me it's a different team, different year, but they stunk. I mean, the end of last year, they stunk. They were not a good football team at the end. Now, I think that will be different this year, but I need to see it. I need to see them be really good. Hugh, I agree with you in the Giants. I think they're a non-factor. I actually think, and we'll get into it, I think Washington is going to be more competitive this year and be a somewhat of a factor. And the Dallas thing, yes, there's issues there, but they still have a lot of players. I mean, they were better than the Eagles last year. It's unfortunate that they were. At the end of the season, they were the better team by the end of the season. Here's what I'll say on this. The Eagles have a chance to be really good. We see the pieces out here. We're doing a lot of practices. We're here today again. The pieces are there. But we got a head coach that a lot of people are not sure about. We got two new coordinators. That sometimes takes time for it all to come together. They're probably going to win the division.
Yeah.
But I can't sit here today and call it a lock. And by the way, with this lock stuff, okay, I said the Phillies were a lock to win the division when they were leading by 6.5.
I knew it was coming.
Okay, they were winning. They were.
Eagles ain't played a game.
Right. The Phillies race had begun, and they were way ahead. And I said, yeah. Oh, they're going to win the race. They're winning. And everyone's like, you can't say that. There's a lot of season to go. This season hasn't even started, and I got Hugh Douglas over here screaming lock at me before we even get going.
Can I tell you why I think that? I think because the biggest difference is this, Joe, in baseball. Like, when you talked about that, we still had a ton of games to go.
We have a ton here. They have 17. But
here's the biggest difference. And you had a lot of teams that we had a bigger sampling size, and everybody was still kind of grouped closely together, even though the Phillies got up to an amazing start.
Right.
Now, if you would have asked me that question, a lot to win the division now, after the news that we got yesterday about Austin Riley, that would be a different conversation. But I just felt that during the time when we had that conversation, it was a little bit premature.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about this because, number one, you only got 17 games. And the way that it looks right now, the Giants are going to be the tiebreaker for everybody.
It's who beats them twice.
Basically, that's what it's going to be. The Giants are going to be the diamond girl of the NFC East right now. Everybody's going to get a dance. So it's one of those things where I look at that. The Cowboys, when you look at this division right now, the Cowboys are the biggest threat in the NFC East, and they're in disarray.
I think it's since 2017. Or 16. I think it's been Eagles or Cowboys every year since 16, right? The Commanders won it in 15, if my memory serves, with Kirk Cousins. But since then, it's just been Eagles, Cowboys. These pictures traded off every year. 215-592-9494. Look, the Eagles have questions. The coaching, you know, how quickly it all comes together. They lost some special players here in franchise history with Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox. Of course, if Jalen Hurts plays to a very high level, that's the biggest thing. You know, you go year by year, Hugh. It's pretty simple. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC East? Usually wins the NFC East, mm-hmm. right? Like last year, Dak was better than Jalen. 2 years ago, Jalen was better than Dak. If Jalen gets back to being great, they'll win the division. Let's hear from Kellen Moore this morning. He did his press conference where he hopped on Jalen Hurts and what he's seeing here in training camp.
That he feels like you're helping make Jalen a smarter player, having him make more checks, more reads. How much have you seen him grow in that area since you started working with him?
Jalen's just had an excellent camp. He's got great command of this offense, great utilization of tools when he wants to, and communication with the offense line, with the receivers. I just think it's been an awesome process. Excellent.
excellent, the word there that Kellen Moore used to describe Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, the interceptionless streak continues. Jalen is trying to have a perfect training camp. And Hugh, that aside, I mean, obviously that's a good thing. But he has been, from every report, from Elliott to everyone we've talked to and everyone that talks about him, whether it be Sirianni or Kellen Moore, Hugh, everyone has said the same thing. Jalen Hurts has played really well in training camp.
Yeah, and I think that's important. I think it's important, and we talked about this before, Joe. I think it's important for a quarterback to feel comfortable and be in a great space. And everybody that I've talked to says that Jalen's in a great space. As a matter of fact, I had a chance to see Jalen a couple days ago. He was at the station. Got a chance to speak to him. It was a brief conversation, but you just felt his aura like he was in a good spot. And I think that's important. Perfect example is Dak. Remember last year when we all laughed at Dak and he said he wouldn't throw more than 10 picks?
And then he had that kind of year.
Yeah, because it started with the beginning of training camp. And I know that I was one of the ones that was laughing and giggling about the fact that, you know, his teammates were calling him out his name and not showing him any respect. But Dak came out that year and he balled out. It's the same thing, man. I look at quarterbacks and I equate them to pitchers and when they're comfortable on the mound. When a pitcher has his stuff on a good day, you can't touch him. You know, he's getting his Zach Wheeler on or his Aaron Nola. You can't touch him when they have their stuff. And that starts in training camp. And the fact that – I know it's a small thing, and shout out to Elliott for doing it, but the fact that he hasn't thrown a pick in all of training camp, I mean, you could take that any kind of way. You could take that two ways. He's being real careful with the football.
Maybe checking down more.
Yeah. Or he's just – they're designing it so that he cannot – throw picks, or he shouldn't throw picks. Either way, it's good for the quarterback psyche.
215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFC? They are favorites right now over at FanDuel. We'll check in as the day goes along and where the odds currently are, because they've moved. I mean, the Eagles were about even money to win the division about a month ago, and it's moved to them being the clear favorite in the NFC. Hugh believes they are a lock to win this division. I'm just not ready to say it. I need to see them play well. I need to see this team come together. They're missing their Hall of Fame center, a borderline Hall of Fame defensive tackle. It's a very young defense. This team, like, I could see the reasons. I could see the talent in front of my eyes here at training camp, why they should be a good football team. I need to see it, though. Plus, the Sirianni thing, it hovers over me. I will acknowledge, though, the Cowboys have had a chaos-filled offseason. Listen to the latest on CeeDee Lamb. Still not at training camp, and he's turned down big money. Latest on CeeDee Lamb.
And now you've seen the reported numbers that are out there, about 33. I've seen higher than 33. I've seen lower than 33. My understanding is it's around 33. And for Lamb, that's still not good enough. The top of the market is 35 with Justin Jefferson. So he wants that to come up. And the structure, I am told via sources familiar with Lamb's thinking, needs to be worked on as well. Cash flow, guarantees, how that's going to be structured on the front half of the deal. So there's still a lot of work to be done here.
A lot of work to be done. We are 2.5 weeks away from opening day.
No, they're trying to lowball this cat. And he's like, this is the bad part about negotiating, is that when the player with the potential that CeeDee Lamb has sees what everybody else is getting, you better come with them. You better come correct with those numbers, because he's looking at that. You know, you better come with that more cash up front and things of that nature, because that's what he's looking at. He's looking at that guaranteed money.
So, look, the Cowboys are a mess. It's chaos. The owners might be just totally lost at this point. But the reality is CeeDee Lamb's probably going to play for the Cowboys this year.
Yeah, the reality is that.
Right, like at some point they're going to get it done. Nick Bosa was the same thing last year and he got it done. CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons and Dak, like, I doubt they're going to be bad, the Cowboys. Are they going to be as good as they were last year? I don't think so, Hugh. I think they're coming back to the pack. But, I mean, how many games are the Cowboys going to win? 10? 9? Like, are they going to be a bad football team?
I think so, because I think this is bad blood. And I think that what you're doing, because you have two other stars, I should say.
With Mike and Dak.
On that team that are looking for deals. And I'll say this. It's going to be interesting to see, with the way that they handle these negotiations, how it goes with Dak. Because I would think normally in a situation like this, like prioritizing, I would probably talk to the quarterback first. Like, just because when you look at all NFL teams.
One, he's a free agent to be. He could leave.
Yes, yeah. And you look at that is the absolute most important position on the field. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The quarterback is the straw that stirs the drink. And what we can all say we want about Dak. Dak has been a pretty damn decent quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and he's going to get a ton of money if he makes it on the open market. So, with that being said, I would have probably done his deal first, because that's probably, after you do his deal, it'll probably be easier to get everybody else's done.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live at Camp Comeback today, midday show. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Hugh, I mean, Hugh couldn't even let me finish the sentence today. He's just screaming, lock, lock, lock. Look, I they're the favorite. I understand that. I'm just not willing to say on August 20th this team's a lock. The last time I watched them play, they weren't a good team. The same head coach is here. The quarterback that couldn't move the football in a playoff game, he's got to show me that he could be great again. I'm not ready to say they're a lock. Dallas is not great, but they're probably decent.
Yeah.
And I do think Washington is about to take a jump to competitiveness. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. See, just like Hugh. Just like Hugh Douglas here. All right, tell me why they're a lock to win the division.
We got Scary Joe today, unfortunately, Hugh.
Scary? When they're Phillies are up 6.5,
Joe.
I am crazy Joe.
They don't hit the
Eagles season hasn't started, and I'm crazy for saying they're not a lock.
No. Like, I was with you when we locked the Phillies in to win the NL East, and I'm with Hugh that the Eagles are a lock to win the NFC East. I got the Sharpie out. We are penning this in. The Eagles.
We're sharpieing August 20th?
I'm sharpieing it. And you know what? I'm going to do the same thing I did to the Phillies. We're going to be wire to wire NFC East champions this year. We got rid of the turds on either side of the football at both coordinator spots. I think what the reality is about this Eagles team is that the last 6-7 weeks, that was an outlier. And I think the Cowboys just have way too much turmoil going on before the season even starts. If all three of those guys show up, I still think they're maybe about like a 9-10 win team. And I'm not doing the Commanders thing yet. I still think they're maybe a year away. And I think Dan Quinn's a bum. So, and obviously I don't see the Giants as a threat. This is the Eagles' division to lose. I got the Sharpie out, wire to wire, baby.
You guys are nuts.
Wire to wire.
We're sharpieing and wiring August 20th.
You just figured out we're nuts. We sat here yesterday and argued about the decision that the manager made. We did that all day. We're nuts. Yes.
Well, but that was an obvious. That was that clear. He was wrong. I mean, Topper was wrong. 215.
Is it clear, though? Is it clear?
Yeah, he should have changed his mind. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Howard will join the show, as he does every Tuesday. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond is going to be with us after practice. They're on the field in front of us right now. Excited to talk to Zach. We haven't talked to him before. New here to Philadelphia. And, you know, he's kind of been in that starting role the entire
camp. He's been in the mix.
But, you know, and Nakobe, who was on with the morning show today, has played very well. So it's obviously going to be a competition the rest of the summer into the opener against the Green Bay Packers. We'll get to the Philly stuff. Obviously, Hugh mentioned the Austin Riley injury. Philly start that series down in Atlanta tonight. They could bury the Atlanta Braves and Riley out for the rest of the regular season. 215-592-9494. We also have a spot. Midday Show Fantasy Football League, the draft next Wednesday evening. We'll give you the details and what you need to do to get involved today. But we start here. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFC East? Hugh says yes. I just can't go there today. I mean, I need them to prove to me they're as good as everyone thinks they can be. I see the talent. I see it all. But last time we watched this team, with a lot of talent, they weren't good. And it's the same head coach. And they lost Kelce. Like, we just keep overlooking that. Terrence in Springfield is up to start on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, what's Terrence, up, what's up?
Hey, man, Hugh, man, I want to let you guys know, man, I've been calling, I think a little bit before the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, played Kansas City Chiefs, man. Y'all like family to me, man, so sometimes I feel like y'all the homies, so I feel like I can share some personal information, I mean, about the babies, I mean.
Yeah.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I thought, it was the winning answer, Terrence.
And you know what, Terrence, just like family, we're going to talk bad about you, too. I mean, that's what family does. So we're gonna talk about you, but we love you.
Now, while you're with us, Terrence, am I right that you just didn't understand the ending part of it? Like, you knew the beginning part of the process.
Yeah,
it was
the
ending part.
So that's before I had my first kid. So after I had my first kid, my baby mom's telling me, she's like, yay, man, I was crying. Like, it was a magical moment when I saw the head come out. Man, I had to shed some tears on my first kid.
You stayed there for all that. I didn't stay.
Now you left?
I left.
You went in the waiting room?
Yeah, I was like, no, I can't watch that.
Terrence, what do you got for us? Are the Eagles a lock?
Damn right, we're a lock. Man, I'm going to go with what he said. The only team we got to really worry about is the Dallas Cowboys. And we know right now they have turmoil. They're trying to lowball CeeDee Lamb. And he's like, he damn near was the best player last year. Every time these guys needed a big play, CeeDee Lamb was the guy. So for them guys, for them coming and calling this terminal, Jerry Jones acting like his pockets is low, right? He acting like he broke. he needs some money right now.
He needs some money.
You look at Washington Redskins, I'm not scared of them. Are you scared of Washington, Joe?
Not scared isn't the right word. I just think for the first time they could be a factor. I do think they improved their roster.
This is crazy though.
Yeah, the Commanders. I do think for the first time in a long time, I think they could be competitive. I'm not like the way we write off the Giants, and we can all do that because they stink. I'm not writing off the Commanders this time. I think they might be competitive now.
And Joe, the Giants. I'm not worried about the Giants. I'm not worried about Washington. Dallas is our only threat, and right now they have turmoil. I feel like they lost a couple of key players also last year, and I feel like this year with their coaching, we all know McCarthy is a dud. We all know he's going to do something stupid to cost you guys something. It happens every year with Dallas. Like Stephen A. says, they're an accident waiting to happen. They're not going to win anything. I feel like every year we split with them anyway. But I feel like this year we have the edge. I feel like with Saquon Barkley, he gives us the X factor in every game we play this year. So I feel like we're absolutely a lock. And the NFC landscape right now, if we come and play our best ball with our coaching we have this year, there's a no-brainer. Sky's the limit for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, that I agree with. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. And Terrence, like a family member, sharing lots with us on the air. He figured it all out.
That was a lot.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you get led to the party late. But as long as you get there, that's all that matters. So, yeah, look, the Eagles have immense talent. It's all out here. It's in the skill positions. It's on offense. It's on the defensive. You know, they Jalen Carter, like, it's all there. But I think we would have said the same thing to an extent last year. They had a lot of talent, and they didn't win the division. And as far as the McCarthy thing goes, I know he's not a very good coach, but they do win, like, 12 games every year.
Yeah.
They're not a bad – we talk about the Cowboys as if they're bad. They probably won't be a bad football team.
They got bad blood this year, though.
They've got a lot going on.
They got a lot going on, man. And I feel like there's a lot going on at Dallas camp that we don't know about. And it stems from some of the comments that Jerry Jones makes. Like, you know what? To me, we only see the comments that he makes that go viral.
The one in front of the camera.
Yeah. Like, he's probably a whole lot as far as being at training camp for the Dallas Cowboys. That's probably a lot. I told you, I was a story that a couple weeks ago, like, you know, they're in California, Oxnard. Yeah. The attendance for the Dallas Cowboys was down. So people are down on this franchise.
Well,
you know,
I get it.
When you talk about – but that isn't that kind of weird to you, speaking on how, you know, they were in the playoffs last year, they won the division last year, nobody's excited about training camp.
Well, I mean, the odds say people are down on them. People aren't betting on the Cowboys.
And that's probably stemming from the management, the owner of the squad, and the way that he's handling business right now.
Well, that's part of it. And look, the people are excited about the Eagles, too. They see the talent. They see the changes here. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Are you willing to say that today? Hugh Douglas is. I mean, Kyle's back there with a Sharpie writing the Eagles down as division champions. I'm not willing to say that today. No, I don't think they're a lock to win the division. We'll come back live from Camp Comeback. Do you believe the Eagles are a lock? Your calls plus a spot in our fantasy football league on the line next. Today should be an easy one that everyone can participate in. We'll tell you about that next, and more on the sleeper team in the division that I think is going to be relevant this year. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Are you able to get a sense of how good you think the defense can be this early?
Well, I like our guys. I like our guys as individuals. They're all good guys. I like the unit. I love working with them. Time will tell on that. You know, we haven't played real games yet, and you know, that opener against that offense is going to be very challenging. So, I think that's a better question to ask midway through the season.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillett, broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the Novacare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Hugh believes they are. I'm not ready to go there. No, not today. I did that with the Phillies. Everyone yelled at me. I'm not doing it before the season starts. How about that? You guys want me to say it's a lock. Vic Fangio says, ask me in 2 months if my defense is any good.
You know what that's the equivalent of?
What's that?
Hey, what does she look like? She has a good heart.
Wonderful personality. Yes. That's what he did. I like them all as people.
But a certain guy or gal, I don't want to just make it seem it's about the women, but still, that's basically what that was. But that's as good as it gets, because you never know. That good heart might be all you need.
It might be, but it also might not be what you really want.
I think when I look at this defense, I feel like they're going to be – the way they start out is not going to be the way that they end. And I think that's a good thing. I think the offense is going to carry today. That's the way that this team is designed. And as we meander through the season, as we progress through the season, this defense is going to get better. They're going to have their moments. Early on, I'm not expecting a whole lot. I just want them to go out there and play mistake-free football. I want them to be opportunistic. And with that being opportunistic, that means every now and then, get me an interception, get me a PBU, pass breakup, make a big tackle in the backfield. That's all I need. I don't need them to be the 70-sack team that they were a few years ago. I don't need that from them.
Well, and they're a very young defense.
I mean, be serviceable.
They have some vets like PG and Sweat and Slay still here, and obviously Bradbury.
Be serviceable.
But it's a very young defense. Hugh, I agree with you on that. They'll be better in week 16, 17, 18 than they are 1, 2, and 3. It'll take some time. It's a new coordinator. It's a new scheme. I heard N'Kobe this morning with the morning show saying that it's an all-new defense. I think there's been some thought that because they ran a similar scheme with Jonathan Gannon and then with the side last year.
Yeah.
But the way N'Kobe said it, it's like he made it sound like it's all new, even though the concepts are probably kind of similar. To him, it felt new. So there's that part of it where they got to get comfortable here. Look, they could turn out to be – I mean, look, they should be way better than last year on defense.
Mm-hmm.
They could turn out to be a decent defense. We'll see. There's a lot of we'll sees around here. The defensive coordinator is basically telling me we'll see.
Basically.
I can't make him a lock yet. 215-592-9494. And then I might be crazy on this. I know everyone I've said this to that says I'm crazy. I believe the Washington Commanders are going to be a competitive team this year, and I don't count them out in this. I think they're going to – there's one bad team in the division. That's the Giants. I don't think Washington's going to be bad, mostly because I think their quarterback's going to pop. We got the news yesterday. Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders, number 2 overall pick. He is officially the starting quarterback.
I remember being there with Mike, actually, during training camp, and all the Commanders talked about was the presence, how he processes, how well he has done, learning the offense, picking it up, recounting it, teaching it to other people, getting in and out of the huddle, the operation part of being a quarterback, which if you're going to name a starter, if you're going to name a rookie starter, all of that is, I would say, as important, maybe more important than the physical tools. The fact that Jaden Daniels has showed them so much so early reinforces what the Washington Commanders think, which is they got a guy. In a league, Mike, where either you have a guy or you don't have a guy, the Commanders believe that they got a guy, and the fact that he checked off every box as easily as he did, I think makes for a lot more optimism in Washington right now than we have seen in a pretty long time.
I mean, Hugh, once in a while, there's a rookie quarterback that pops right away. Last year was C.J. Stroud. I mean, we can go back and look at Russell Wilson as a rookie. I mean, I'd say once every couple years, someone pops. Cam Newton as a rookie popped right away. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Jaden Daniels. I always think mobile quarterbacks have a better chance early because they could scramble for some first downs and move the chains. I think he's dynamic. He might be the most dynamic running quarterback to enter the league since Lamar. I mean, he's a 1,000-yard rusher waiting to happen. That's how quick he is and how much he can move. I think the Commanders could be a decent team, and I haven't thought that in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years.
You know what's funny? And this is the funny thing about quarterbacks. Now, I know when you talk about C.J. Stroud, he's a unicorn at this point because of what he was able to do. He came in his first year, and he took his team to the playoffs. How many times and how many years in between has that happened with any young quarterback?
So rookie quarterbacks go to the playoffs? Off the top of my head, C.J. Stroud, probably have to go back to Flacco, Matt Ryan, Sanchez.
How long ago was that?
Those guys were 15 years ago. Sanchez about 13 years ago.
That's the point.
15.
That's the point that I'm trying to make is that you're going to find
RG3
a diamond.
RG3 and Luck might be the most recent ones.
That's what I'm saying, but it doesn't hit. That is the absolute hardest position to find a guy. That's why you ever notice every year when they pick quarterbacks or they talk about quarterbacks, the guy that's the leader in the clubhouse in college is never the guy normally at the end of the run. It's always somebody else.
Surprise, yeah.
Because there's all these intangibles that you have to factor in. And the biggest intangible that I always think of when I think of quarterbacks is the quarterback-coach relationship.
Well, I know you have more perspective on Dan Quinn than the rest of us because you were down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I do think the Cliff Kingsbury angle is interesting in Washington, though, because remember the Eagles were interested in Cliff Kingsbury, right?
Yeah.
Then they ended up with Kellen Moore. But Kingsbury was with Kyler Murray. He got a lot out of Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
As a young, before Kyler was kind of backwards the last couple of years because of injuries, but he was pretty dynamic when he was young. Like, I could see something
and he
similar.
Kind of regressed
he did,
a
but
bit.
I could see it something similar with Jaden Daniels because of his athletic ability. I don't take them lightly anymore. That's a whole, they changed
no,
a
I mean,
lot
I get what
team.
You're saying. And I tell you another thing that you have going for you when you have a young quarterback, you have the unknown. Because I always said it takes, like, you never measure a young quarterback at the beginning of the season because there's a lot that you don't know about him. There's only so much that three preseason games can tell you
right.
Because they're going to keep everything close to the vest. After that fourth game, Caleb Williams, you'll be able to see what he is because everybody's gushing over him right now and thinking that, you know, he's doing things.
Well, people think he's
like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Like, you can't tell what the quarterback is until after that fourth game. I'll never forget it, man. When Jim Johnson – God rest his soul. We got tape on the fourth game of the quarterback. You know everything he can and cannot do. And Jim used to break that film down, and we was going to say, hey, okay, look at this. This is what we're going to do because he can't do this, this, and this. Defensive coordinators go into that game, and they take away everything that you can do and make you do the things that you can't do. Like I remember playing against Michael Vick, and I think it was to his left. He couldn't rush to his – he couldn't run to his left. So we blitzed. Every time we blitzed from that right side to force him to the left to make him make throws like that.
Because it was against his body.
Yeah,
his throwing arm, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You get a quarterback coach out there. You get a defensive coordinator. Once he gets your tendencies and gets what you like to do, that's when they try to take away everything from you.
Mac Jones, by the way, that was the
Who?
Last one. Mac Jones was the last rookie.
Who?
He went to the playoffs as a rookie. So if Mac Jones could do
Mac
it.
Jones.
I'm just
– Mac Jones.
I'm planting my flag. This is a three-team division now. It's not just two. We can't ignore Commanders. All right, 215-592-9494. I'll live on an island with that one. Do you consider the Eagles a lock to win the NFC East? So this is interesting. Early in our poll today, Hugh, 62% no. 62% early in our poll today, WIP Midday Show poll, say the Eagles are not a lock to win the division.
I think some of y'all still mad at me from my takes from yesterday. No, don't hold that against
you. I don't think it's about you. I think that people just
don't be holding that against me, man.
This team has a lot to prove. The Eagles have a lot to prove. We say they're a lock to win anything. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone line to you, we do have a spot to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And here we've done some different things, you know, stories, pranks people have pulled, most Delco person. But some of these things have been more like niche, like you've had to pull a prank or be part of one or be a Delco person. Here we have a theme today for our spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League that everyone can enjoy together. Every single person out there, I would imagine, except for a few dopes, is this. We're looking today for the biggest Cowboys hater. You got to tell us why, like, what makes you the biggest Cowboys hater out there? You hate the Cowboys on a day we talk about the Eagles being a lock to win the NFC's biggest Cowboys hater. Give us your Cowboy hater resume. Of course, last year, Hugh, this is how we got to know our buddy David in Westchester, because he had the story about burying his buddy with the
that was different.
With the casket in the jersey, the Cowboys jersey.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're looking for stories like that. 215-592-9494. Biggest Cowboy hater wins a spot in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy Football League. What makes you the biggest Cowboy hater? And, of course, the NFCs. Are the Eagles a lock? All right, Kyle, before we go back to the phone lines here, am I totally crazy about the Commanders? Am I a man on my own island with this?
So, I could see them being better, like, not a total dumpster fire this year. But I still have them as, like, a year or maybe two away from being, like, a legit threat-ment, as Hugh would say, in the NFC East. I'm not really that high on Dan Quinn, and I think Jaden Daniels is, like, the C.J. Stroud thing, like you said, that's not, like, the norm, right? Like, that C.J. Stroud maybe had one of the best rookie seasons that an NFL quarterback's, like, ever had. So I don't see Jaden Daniels as being like that. I think maybe we see a big year two from Jaden Daniels. I'm not ready to lock the commies in as like a real threat to the Eagles in the East.
Yeah, I guess they just have been so much garbage for so long. I don't think they're that bad anymore, and I think they'll be competitive here. So, Hugh, you have the most experience in watching Dan Quinn. From my view, he's a decent coach. Like, yeah. I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl at any time. I don't think he's great. They're never going to win 15 games or 14 with him. But I always felt there was a level of, like the Falcons were always at least decent when he was their coach.
Yeah, he was, but they had Matt Ryan as a quarterback, and Matt Ryan had Matt Ryan, and he also had Coach Shanahan. You know, Coach Shanahan was a big factor, and when Coach Shanahan left, Coach Quinn was, for the lack of a better way of saying it, exposed a little bit for his head coach acumen, I should say, and they struggled. They struggled mightily.
So 8-8, 11-5, 10-6, 7-9, 7-9, and he got fired after an 0-5 start. So yeah. About 500 in total.
Yeah. So it was one of those things. Now, I'm pretty sure he's learned from his mistakes, and, you know, he knows defense because of what he was able to do for the Dallas Cowboys and everything, and he was on a short list. But I just feel like I said, you have to understand your young quarterback, and you have to do things to help him be successful. I don't know if Coach Quinn is going to do that in his first year. Like, a lot of coaches are stubborn, man. A lot of coaches are stubborn. Even when you talk about Cam Newton, how he popped in his first season, he still struggled too. And when Coach Rivera kind of changed the way he did things and catered more to Cam's skill set, that's when he took off. I think that's very important. When you have a young quarterback, man, instead of him marrying himself to your offense, you probably are better off, if you want success quickly, is to marry marry what he does best. You get married to what he does.
Sure. Well, yeah, man, that you get the most out of the player. 215-592-9049. Let's go to the phone lines here. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Jeff is in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes. Yeah. So it's I love everyone's just coming in. Yes, yes, no doubt. All right, so what do you think?
What the hell was that?
Well, because for me, it's been since they signed or hired both of those coordinators. That, to me, is going to be the biggest difference. And Nick Fangio, when you guys played what he said, I took it as he ain't giving those guys any credit until they prove themselves. I think he knows how good they can be, but he's old school, and he's not going to pump them up until they prove themselves. So take it however you want, but
yeah, it might be, Jeff, it might be a motivational tactic. We hit on that a little bit yesterday. Yeah. Because, you know, you listen to Vic and you could take it one of two ways. Like, if you take it literally, it's like, man, he doesn't know if he's got a good defense or not. And that's a little bit scary because the opener's 2 weeks away. But if it's what you're saying, you know, I kind of get that. Because he's an old school guy.
Yeah, I think he knows what he has one way or the other. Also, I've been on Google all morning and I'm still trying to find the parade route for the consecutive passes in training camp without an interception. You guys know where that is?
The parade route?
Yeah, I don't know if it's been set yet, but I mean,
it's just in the parking lot. From it ain't that far. It's not a great procession.
It's just out. It's a small procession. Elliot's leading it. He's on the first float.
He is, and it might be the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen reported out of training camp. I can't believe that it's even a thing, but whatever. But now,
The best part of it is, Jeff, it's still going.
It's got a grassroots following, man. It's pretty awesome.
It is. Whether I like it or not, I see it. So, no, but you know what? As long as, first of all, the Redskins or the Commies they still need a year or so to get that Dan Snyder stink off of them, and get this, you know, for this team to get back. I just don't think they have enough. The Cowboys, as long as Jerry Jones is owning the team, still not worried about them. And with CeeDee Lamb, that whole thing, I can't see that being a good, turning out good in the long run for them. So I'm not really worried about the East. I honestly think the Eagles are going to be in the NFC Championship game without much of a problem.
Wow. I mean, well, listen, that would be an amazing
take.
I love it. I mean, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's a fun take. I mean, NFC title game appearance after what happened last year would be incredible. So as far as you said this, Hugh, Kyle said it, Jeff said it to an extent, the Commanders thing, right? We have this idea that sometimes a young team – not very good. They need a year.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL, I think every year for the past two decades there's been a worst to first team. The NFL's the sport where, and I'm not saying it's going to be the Commanders.
Parity.
I'm just saying, like, every year, it's going to happen this year. I mean,
yeah.
The Bengals are probably the best bet because they actually were a good team. They just lost their quarterback. They finished in last.
Oh, yeah, forgot Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow had a pretty good rookie campaign.
Joe Burrow is special. I mean, yeah. So, like, the idea that a team needs a year to get seasoned, the NFL doesn't really work that way. Like, yeah, to win a Super Bowl, you need time, and you need to get wins under your belt and playoff appearances, but we see teams all the time in the NFL go from the bottom to the top. In 1 year, it happens. Randy in Delaware. Hey, Randy.
What's going on, brother?
Good morning, man. Randy. What's up, pal?
Man, listen, Joe, Jiggy, I'm telling you, man, I agree with you again, and I cannot believe it. This is two calls in a row that I agree with you.
You're coming around to the right side of things, Randy. I'm happy.
Man.
This is about time.
We're going to get you some therapy, dog. You agreeing with Joe's way too much.
That's only the second time, Hugh.
In years.
That's two times too many.
I argue with this guy on the radio so many times. Oh, my God. Listen, I am not ready to anoint them yet, Hugh. I can't believe this.
No,
after
I get
what
it.
Happened last year and the Phillies this year.
Yeah, I get it. Like, we got PTSD, man. We got too many light stuff that's happened with our teams in the last couple of months.
Hugh's got blinders on. He's got big midnight green blinders.
The Phillies
on.
Are seven games up.
Yeah, no, the Phillies are fine. But the Eagles blinders. So we're burying our head in the sand after what happened last year.
I'm pretty good at
that. Yeah, I know you're one smokable stick for the PTSD that this team causes us, man.
Smokable sticks.
I'm telling
you. I like that analogy, the smokable ones.
Smokable stick. That's my thing, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, but look, Randy, the talent is – the Eagles have a lot of talent. But if Jalen bounces back, they're going to be fine. But, like, I need to see them be good, and then I'll believe they're good again because I'm scarred for what happened at the end.
And this I'm telling you, and I'm saying it the same way you are. In the NFL, you don't need a year. I mean, you put the right group of talent together – and then boys are going to ball, man. This is football. Football is football. I mean, you put the right group of boys, I don't care if they were last place last year, it's not the same team.
Well, of course. And that's
the team every year.
And especially in this division. Like, this division is the most topsy-turvy. Just because you win it 1 year, you don't win it the next. Like, you know, weird things happen, and then this, you know, last place schedules, it's all over the place. All right, Randy, tell us why you're the biggest Cowboys hater. What do you got for us?
Listen, I lost a friend that was, and you guys probably think I'm crazy and hang up on me, but I lost a buddy who was a diehard Cowboys fan, and we was always arguing, and somebody put a Cowboys hat in his casket, and when I came up, you know, I was upset. I took an Eagles hat and put it right on top of his Cowboys hat.
That right there is crazy.
I thought it had been a really good joke, and my buddies were all cracking up at me. They're like, man, because him and I went at it like that.
So we I think you're just being a good friend and a good fan. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I didn't want to send him to heaven, you know, with a Cowboys hat that's only had to choose from in his casket. I mean, God.
Last ditch effort to try to get him right. I appreciate that. That's
one last chance, before you say goodbye. Yeah, Randy, I don't think you're crazy for that. I mean, I don't know if I would have done it. I don't think you're crazy. Did people see you there? Like, was there a reaction when you did it?
Yeah,
like his
everybody
family?
Everybody busted out laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody busted out laughing. They were like, man. You got him at the very end. You get him because he always got me. He was that guy that you could never. Everything he would say, I try to top it. I just sound dumb. There's no way. He was just that guy. Everybody loved. He was funny, and I know. I mean, people are like shaking their head and laughing at me. They're like, man, you got him.
That's a good one, Randy. We'll get you in the mix to be in the fantasy league. Our Randy putting a
Cowboys hat,
Eagles
in the casket,
Eagles hat
in a Cowboys
in his Cowboys
casket.
Friend's casket. It's similar to David last year in Westchester.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you? I don't know if I could do it.
What's that? Put it like,
well,
that's,
like, you know,
in that moment, because people are looking.
Well, yeah, the family's
there. Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, you obviously got to be really close to the person to pull that kind of thing off. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? When you think about, like, when I think locks in the NFL, I think of the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs are a lock to win the AFC West. There's no question in my mind with Reed and Mahomes. They're going to win 11 or 12 games this season. Mm-hmm. Like, there's none. I don't know. To me, the Eagles have a wider range of outcomes. Like,
they could be really, really good, or they could be really, really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the Eagles winning 12 games. I mean, the schedule isn't as difficult as it was last year. They have more talent on the defensive side. They have better coaching in terms of the coordinators. Jalen looks healthier, and you know, he's obviously having a great camp with no interceptions. But, like, if the Eagles struggle – or the Sirianni thing topples over, or there's
that
friction.
That wouldn't surprise you either.
No, I mean, I don't look at the Eagles as this, like, no doubt about it, lock to be great. And if you're going to be a lock to win the division, you probably got to win. I mean, what's this division going to be won with? 10 or 11? That the bare minimum? I think it's probably 10 or 11. I think it could be one with 10, Hugh, because I do think the Cowboys are going to come back to earth. 10 could win it.
I'll say this, Joe. I feel like, and this is probably where I got my head in the sand, I think that everything that you're talking about as far as the tumultuous relationship that the coach and the players have, I think that's all behind them now because they've had such a good camp. Like, things like that, like, they don't tend to rear their ugly head during the course of the season if they haven't done so during the training camp. And what I mean by that is it's probably going to – if they fall apart, it'll be something different. It's not going to be because of the relationship that happened last year. It'll be something totally new. It'll be, you know, some other beef if that is the case. But I don't think that's going to happen with this team.
Well, you know, with that, you know, like for pitfalls or things that could go wrong, their depth on the offensive line isn't what it has been. And I just think – and I've said this since March. We're really just sweeping under the rug the loss of Jason Kelce. I mean, I don't – until I watch the Eagles play without Jason Kelce, it's hard for me to imagine what they look like without Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Cam Jurgens was drafted to take that spot, and he's had years of grooming, but that stands out to me. Like, are they going to be as good up front? You know, this Eagles team is built different here than most great Eagles teams because usually it's –
defense.
Offensive line, defensive line. Like, those are the locks. And then, you know, you wonder about the skill positions. This is the opposite. Like, the offensive line, I have some question marks about. The defensive line, I'll include the pass rush, have some questions. Hugh, you know what we have no questions about? The skill players, running back, wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, because they're money.
Corners.
Easy money.
Yeah, they
easy
got a
money.
Lot there now.
Easy money.
It's like a bizarro Eagles team that Howie Roseman built here. It's just the opposite.
And that's why I feel like they're going to be the guys that basically carry today, Joe. They're going to be the ones that keep this defense in the game for the most part. And they're going to be the ones that when we look at winning football games, we're going to look at that offense and see what they did during the course of the day. Defense is going to have, you know, they're going to have their moments. But for me, it's all about what this offense does.
215-592-9490. If we're live today, 94 WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex. Next hour, Howard Eskin will join us. We'll also be joined by Eagles linebacker Zach Bond when practice ends. And all your phone calls here. Are the Eagles a lock to win the division? Yes or no? Are you willing to say it today? On August 20th, the Eagles are a lock. I'm not willing to go there. I was willing to go there with the Phillies when they're up 6.5 in early June. I don't feel strongly about the Eagles today and about the idea of them being a lock to win the division. Hugh and Kyle, I mean, we got Sharpies out here. I mean, these guys are printing the hats.
That's what we do.
For division champions. Where do you come down? And we're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater, biggest Dallas Cowboy hater out there. Tell us why you're that for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. When we come back, your phone calls, look at the latest odds over at FanDuel. How big of favorites are the Eagles? Plus some audio for some of the players and what they've seen from Jalen Hurts so far in the offseason and in camp. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Hatfield. If you remember that they gave me a special care package, it was the Southwest Season Tenderloin flavor. Well, I got good news for all you folks. Now it is available at your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield Southwest Season Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with a hint of heat, just a hint of heat, that brings a vibrant Southwestern kick to every.
Are you able to get a sense of how good you think the defense can be this early?
Well, I like our guys. I like our guys as individuals. They're all good guys. I like the unit. I love working with them. Time will tell on that. You know, we haven't played real games yet. And, you know, that opener against that offense is going to be very challenging. So I think that's a better question to ask midway through the season.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillett, broadcasting live from 94 WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex, run by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFC? Hugh believes they are. I'm not ready to go there. No, not today. I did that with the Phillies. Everyone yelled at me. I'm not doing it before the season starts. How about that? You guys want me to say it's a lock. Vic Fangio says, ask me in 2 months if my defense is any good.
You know what that's the equivalent of?
What's that?
Hey, what does she look like? She has a good heart.
Wonderful personality.
Yes.
That's what he did. I like them all as people.
But a certain guy or gal, I don't want to just make it seem it's about the women. But still, that's basically what that was. But that's as good as it gets because you never know. That good heart might be all you need.
It might be, but it also might not be what you really want.
I think when I look at this defense, I feel like they're going to be – the way they start out is not going to be the way that they end. And I think that's a good thing. I think that the offense is going to carry today. That's the way that this team is designed. And as we meander through the season, as we progress through the season, this defense is going to get better. They're going to have their moments. Early on, I'm not expecting a whole lot. I just want them to go out there and play mistake-free football. I want them to be opportunistic. And with that being opportunistic, that means every now and then, give me an interception, give me a PBU, pass breakup, make a big tackle in the backfield. That's all I need. I don't need them to be the 70-sack team that they were a few years ago. I don't need that from them.
Well, and they're a very young defense.
I mean, yeah, I know be serviceable.
They have some vets like PG and Sweat and Slay still here, and obviously Bradbury.
Be serviceable.
But it's a very young defense. Hugh, I agree with you on that. They'll be better in week 16, 17, 18 than they are 1, 2, and 3. It'll take some time. It's a new coordinator. It's a new scheme. I heard N'Kobe this morning with the morning show saying that it's an all-new defense. I think there's been some thought that because they ran a similar scheme with Jonathan Gannon and then with Desai last year.
Yeah.
But the way N'Kobe said it, it's like he made it sound like it's all-new, even though the concepts are probably kind of similar. To him, it felt new. So there's that part of it where they got to get comfortable here. Look, they could turn out to be, I mean, look, they should be way better than last year on defense.
Mm-hmm.
They could turn out to be a decent defense. We'll see. There's a lot of we'll sees around here. The defensive coordinator is basically telling me we'll see.
Basically.
I can't make him a lock yet. 215-592-9494. And then I might be crazy on this. I know everyone I've said this to that says I'm crazy. I believe the Washington Commanders are going to be a competitive team this year, and I don't count them out in this. I think they're going to – there's one bad team in the division. That's the Giants. I don't think Washington's going to be bad, mostly because I think their quarterback's going to pop. We got the news yesterday. Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders, number two overall pick. He is officially the starting quarterback.
I remember being there with Mike, actually, during training camp, and all the Commanders talked about was the presence, how he processes, how well he has done, learning the offense, picking it up, recounting it, teaching it to other people, getting in and out of the huddle, the operation part of being a quarterback, which if you're going to name a starter, if you're going to name a rookie starter, all of that is, I would say, as important, maybe more important than the physical tools. The fact that Jaden Daniels has showed them so much so early reinforces what the Washington Commanders think, which is they got a guy. In a league, Mike, where either you have a guy or you don't have a guy, the Commanders believe that they got a guy, and the fact that he checked off every box as easily as he did, I think makes for a lot more optimism in Washington right now than we have seen in a pretty long time.
I mean, Hugh, once in a while, there's a rookie quarterback that pops right away. Last year was C.J. Stroud. I mean, we can go back and look at Russell Wilson as a rookie. I mean, I'd say once every couple years, someone pops. Cam Newton as a rookie popped right away. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Jaden Daniels. I always think mobile quarterbacks have a better chance early because they could scramble for some first downs and move the chains. I think he's dynamic. He might be the most dynamic running quarterback to enter the league since Lamar. I mean, he's a 1,000-yard rusher waiting to happen. That's how quick he is and how much he can move. I think the Commanders could be a decent team, and I haven't thought that in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years.
You know what's funny? And this is the funny thing about quarterbacks. Now, I know when you talk about C.J. Stroud, he's a unicorn at this point. Because of what he was able to do. He came in his first year, and he took his team to the playoffs. How many times and how many years in between has that happened with any young quarterback?
So rookie quarterbacks go to the playoffs? Off the top of my head, C.J. Stroud. Probably have to go back to Flacco, Matt Ryan, Sanchez.
How long ago was that?
Those guys were 15 years ago. Sanchez, 13 years ago.
That's the point. 15. That's the point that I'm trying to make, is that you're going to find
RG3 a dynamite. RG3 and Luck might be the most recent ones.
That's what I'm saying, but it doesn't hit. That is the absolute hardest position to find a guy. That's why you ever notice every year when they pick quarterbacks or they talk about quarterbacks, the guy that's the leader in the clubhouse in college is never the guy normally at the end of the run. It's always somebody else.
Surprise, yeah.
Because there's all these intangibles that you have to factor in. And the biggest intangible that I always think of when I think of quarterbacks is the quarterback-coach relationship.
Well, I know you have more perspective on Dan Quinn than the rest of us because you were down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I do think the Cliff Kingsbury angle is interesting in Washington, though, because remember the Eagles were interested in Cliff Kingsbury, right?
Yeah.
Then they ended up with Kellen Moore. But Kingsbury was with Kyler Murray. He got a lot out of Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
As a young, before Kyler was going backwards the last couple of years because of injuries, but he was pretty dynamic when he was young. Like, I could see something
and he
similar.
Regressed
he did,
a
but
bit.
I could see it something similar with Jaden Daniels because of his athletic ability. I don't take them lightly anymore. That's a whole, they changed
no,
a
I mean,
lot
I get what
team.
You're saying. And I tell you another thing that you have going for you when you have a young quarterback, you have the unknown. Because I always say it takes, like, you never measure a young quarterback at the beginning of the season because there's a lot that you don't know about him. There's only so much that three preseason games can tell you, because they're going to keep everything close to the vest. After that fourth game, Caleb Williams, you'll be able to see what he is, because everybody's gushing over him right now and thinking that, you know, he's doing things.
Well, people think he's like
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Like, you can't tell what the quarterback is until after that fourth game. I'll never forget it, man. When Jim Johnson, God rest his soul, we got tape on the fourth game of the quarterback, you know everything he can and cannot do. And Jim used to break that film down, and we used to go and say, hey, okay, look at this. This is what we're going to do, because he can't do this, this, and this. Defensive coordinators go into that game, and they take away everything that you can do and make you do the things that you can't do. Like, I remember playing against Michael Vick, and I think it was to his left. He couldn't rush to his – he couldn't run to his left. So we blitzed. Every time we blitzed from that right side to force him to the left to make him make throws like that.
Because it was against his body.
Yeah,
his throwing arm, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You get a quarterback coach out there. You get a defensive coordinator. Once he gets your tendencies and gets what you like to do, that's when they try to take away everything from you.
Mac Jones, by the way, that was the
Who?
Last one. Mac Jones was the last rookie. He went to the playoffs as a rookie. So if Mac Jones could do
Mac
it,
Jones.
I'm just
Mac Jones.
I'm planting my flag. This is a three-team division now. It's not just two. We can't ignore Commanders. All right, 215-592-9494. I'll live on an island with that one. Do you consider the Eagles a lock to win the NFC East? So this is interesting. Earlier in our poll today, Hugh, 62% no. 62% early in our poll today, WIP Midday Show poll, say the Eagles are not a lock to win the division.
I think some of y'all still mad at me from my takes from yesterday.
No,
don't hold that
against me. I don't think it's about you. I think the people just realize.
Don't be holding that against me, man.
This team has a lot to prove. The Eagles have a lot to prove. We say they're a lock to win anything. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone line to you, we do have a spot to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And here we've done some different things, you know, stories, pranks people have pulled, you know, most Delco person. But some of these things have been more like niche, like you've had to pull a prank or be part of one or be a Delco person. Here we have a theme today for our spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League that everyone can enjoy together. Every single person out there, I would imagine, except for a few dopes, is this. We're looking today for the biggest Cowboys hater. You got to tell us why, like, what makes you the biggest Cowboys hater out there? You hate the Cowboys on a day we talk about the Eagles being a lock to win the NFC's biggest Cowboys hater. Give us your Cowboy hater resume. Of course, last year, Hugh, this is how we got to know our buddy David in Westchester, because he had the story about burying his buddy with the
yeah, that was different.
With the casket
that was,
and the, jersey, the Cowboys
unique.
Jersey?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're looking for stories like that. 215-592-9494. Biggest Cowboy hater wins a spot in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy Football League. What makes you the biggest Cowboy hater? And, of course, the NFCs. Are the Eagles a lock? All right, Kyle, before we go back to the phone lines here, am I totally crazy about the Commanders? Am I a man on my own island with this?
So, I could see them being better, like, not a total dumpster fire this year. But I still have them as, like, a year or maybe two away from being, like, a legit threatment, as Hugh would say, in the NFC East. I'm not really that high on Dan Quinn. And I think Jaden Daniels is, like, the C.J. Stroud thing, like Hugh said, that's not, like, the norm, right? Like, that C.J. Stroud maybe had one of the best rookie seasons that an NFL quarterback's, like, ever had. So I don't see Jaden Daniels as being like that. I think maybe we see a big year two from Jaden Daniels. I'm not ready to lock the commies in as like a real threat to the Eagles in the East.
Yeah, I guess they just have been so much garbage for so long. I don't think they're that bad anymore, and I think they'll be competitive here. So, Hugh, you have the most experience in watching Dan Quinn. From my view, he's a decent coach. Like, yeah. I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl at any time. I don't think he's great. They're never going to win 15 games or 14 with him. But I always felt there was a level of like the Falcons were always at least decent when he was their coach.
Yeah, he was, but they had Matt Ryan as a quarterback, and Matt Ryan he had Matt Ryan, and he also had Coach Shanahan. You know, Coach Shanahan was a big factor, and when Coach Shanahan left, Coach Quinn was, for the lack of a better way of saying it, exposed a little bit for his head coach acumen, I should say, and they struggled. They struggled mightily.
So 8-8, 11-5, 10-6, 7-9, 7-9, and he got fired after an 0-5 start. So
yeah.
About 500 in total.
Yeah. So it was one of those things. Now, I'm pretty sure he's learned from his mistakes, and, you know, he knows defense because of what he was able to do for the Dallas Cowboys and everything, and he was on a short list. But I just feel like I said, you have to understand your young quarterback, and you have to do things to help him be successful. I don't know if Coach Quinn is going to do that in his first year. Like, a lot of coaches are stubborn, man. A lot of coaches are stubborn. Even when you talk about Cam Newton, how he popped in his first season, he still struggled too. And when Coach Rivera kind of changed the way he did things and catered more to Cam's skill set, that's when he took off. I think that's very important. When you have a young quarterback, man, instead of him marrying himself to your offense, you probably are better off, if you want success quickly, is to marry your like marry what he does best. You get married to what he does.
Sure. Well, yeah, man, that you get the most out of the player. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Jeff is in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Good morning. Yeah. So it's a, I love everyone's just coming in. Yes, yes, no doubt. All right, so what do you think?
What the hell was that?
Well, because for me, it's been since they signed or hired both of those coordinators. That, to me, is going to be the biggest difference. And Nick Fangio, when you guys played what he said, I took it as he ain't giving those guys any credit until they prove themselves. I think he knows how good they can be, but he's old school, and he's not going to pump them up until they prove themselves. So take it however you want, but
yeah, it might be, Jeff, it might be a motivational tactic. We hit on that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Where, because, you know, you could you listen to Vic and you could take it one of two ways. Like, if you take it literally, it's like, man, he doesn't know if he's got a good defense or not, and that's a little bit scary because the opener's 2 weeks away. But if it's what you're saying, you know, I kind of get that. He's because he's an old school guy.
Yeah, I think he knows what he has one way or the other. Also, I've been on Google all morning, and I'm still trying to find the parade route for the consecutive passes in training camp without an interception. You guys know where that is?
The parade route?
Yeah, I don't know if it's been set yet, but I mean,
it's just in the parking lot.
From
it ain't that far. It's not a great procession.
It's just out. It's a small procession. Elliot's leading it. He's on the first float.
He is, and it might be the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen reported out of training camp. I can't believe that it's even a thing, but whatever. But now,
well, the best part of it is, Jeff, it's still going.
It's got a grassroots following, man. It's pretty awesome.
It is, whether I like it or not, I see it. So, no, but you know what? As long as, well, first of all, the Redskins or the Commies they still need a year or so to get that Dan Snyder stink off of them, and get this, you know, for this team to get back. I just don't think they have enough. The Cowboys, as long as Jerry Jones is owning the team. Still not worried about them, and with CeeDee Lamb, the whole thing, I can't see that being a good turning out good in the long run for them. So I'm not really worried about the East. I actually think the Eagles are going to be in the NFC Championship game without much of a problem.
Wow, I mean, well, listen, that would be an amazing if it does. I love it. I mean, Jeff. I mean, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's a fun take. I mean, NFC title game appearance after what happened last year would be incredible. So as far as you said this, Hugh. Kyle said it. Jeff said it to an extent. The Commanders thing, right? We have this idea that sometimes a young team, not very good, they need a year.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL, I think every year for the past two decades, there's been a worst-to-first team. The NFL's the sport where, and I'm not saying it's going to be the Commanders.
Parody.
I'm just saying, like, every year, it's going to happen this year.
I mean, yeah.
The Bengals are probably the best bet because they actually were a good team. They just lost their quarterback. They finished in last.
Oh, yeah, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow had a pretty good rookie campaign.
Joe Burrow is special. I mean, So, like, the idea that a team needs a year to get seasoned, the NFL doesn't really work that way. Like, yeah, to win a Super Bowl, you need time and you need to get wins under your belt and playoff appearances. But we see teams all the time in the NFL go from the bottom to the top in 1 year. It happens. Randy in Delaware. Hey, Randy.
What's going on, brother?
Good morning, man. Randy. What's up, pal?
Man, listen, Joe, Jiggy. I'm telling you, man, I agree with you again, and I cannot believe it's two calls in a row that I agree with you.
You're coming around to the right side of things, Randy. I'm happy.
Man.
This is about time.
We're going to get you some therapy, dog. You agreeing with Joe's way too much.
That's only the second time, Hugh.
In years.
That's two times too many.
I argue with this guy on the radio so many times. Oh, my God. Listen. I am not ready to anoint them yet, Hugh. I can't believe this.
No,
after
I get
what
it.
Happened last year and the Phillies this year.
Yeah, I get it. We got PTSD, man. Yeah. We got too many light stuff that's happened with our teams in the last couple of months.
Hugh's got blinders on. He's got big midnight green blinders.
The Phillies
on.
Are seven games up.
Yeah, no, the Phillies are fine. But the Eagles blinders. So we're burying our head in the sand after what happened last year.
I'm pretty good at
that. Yes, you're one of the smokable sticks for the PTSD that this team causes us, man.
Smokable sticks.
I'm telling
you. I like that analogy, the smokable ones.
Smokable stick. That's my thing, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, look, Randy, the talent is, the Eagles have a lot of talent. And if Jalen bounces back, they're going to be fine. But, like, I need to see them be good, and then I'll believe they're good again because I'm scarred for what happened at the end.
And this I'm telling you, and I'm saying it the same way you are. In the NFL, you don't need a year. I mean, you put the right group of talent together, and then boys are going to ball, man. This is football. Football is football. I mean, you put the right group of boys, I don't care if they were last place last year, it's not the same team.
Well, of course. And that's
a team every year.
And especially in this division. Like, this division is the most topsy-turvy. Just because you win it one year, you don't win it the next. Like, you know, weird things happen, and then this, you know, last place schedules, it's all over the place. All right, Randy, tell us why you're the biggest Cowboys hater. What do you got for us?
Listen, I lost a friend that was, and you guys probably gonna think I'm crazy and hang up on me, but I lost a buddy who was a diehard Cowboys fan, and we was always arguing, and somebody put a Cowboys hat in his casket, and when I came up, you know, I was upset. I took an Eagles hat and put it right on top of his Cowboys hat. I thought he had thought it had been a really good joke, and my buddies were all cracking up at me. They're like, man, because him and I went at it like that.
So you know, I think you're just being a good friend and a good fan. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I didn't want to send him to heaven, you know, with a Cowboys hat that's only had to choose from in his casket. I mean, God.
Last ditch effort to try to get him right. I appreciate that. That's
Last chance, before you say goodbye. Yeah, Randy, I don't think you're crazy for that. I mean, I don't know if I would have done it. I don't think you're crazy. Did people see you there? Like, was there a reaction when you did it? Like, his
everybody
family?
Busted out laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody busted out laughing. They were like, man, you got him. At the very end, you get him because he always got me. He was that guy that you could never – everything he would say, I try to top it. I just sound dumb. There's no way. He was just that guy everybody loved. He was funny. And I know. I mean, people are like shaking their head and laughing at me. You're like, man, you got him.
That's a good one.
Cowboys,
Randy, we'll get you in the mix to be in the fantasy league. Right, Randy putting a
Cowboys hat
Eagles
in the casket.
Eagles hat
in a Cowboys
in his Cowboys
casket.
Friend's casket. It's similar to David last year in Westchester.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I could do it.
What's that? Put it like,
In
that moment, because people are looking.
Well, yeah, the family.
Yeah, the family's there. Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, you obviously got to be really close to the person to pull that kind of thing off. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? When you think about, like, when I think locks in the NFL, I think of the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs are a lock to win the AFC West. There's no question in my mind what Reed and Mahomes, they're going to win 11 or 12 games this season. Mm-hmm. Like, there's none. I don't know. To me, the Eagles have a wider range of outcomes. Like,
they could be really, really good, or they could be really, really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the Eagles winning 12 games. I mean, the schedule isn't as difficult as it was last year. They have more talent on the defensive side. They have better coaching in terms of the coordinators. Jalen looks healthier, and you know, he's obviously having a great camp with no interceptions. But, like, if the Eagles struggle, or the Sirianni thing topples over, or there's
that
friction.
That wouldn't surprise you either.
No, I mean, I don't look at the Eagles as this, like, no doubt about it, lock to be great. And if you're going to be a lock to win the division, you probably got to win. I mean, what's this division going to be won with? 10 or 11? The bare minimum? I think it's probably 10 or 11. I think it could be won with 10, Hugh, because I do think the Cowboys are going to come back to Earth. 10 could win it.
I'll say this, Joe. I feel like, and this is probably where I got my head in the sand, I think that everything that you're talking about as far as the tumultuous relationship that the coach and the players have, I think that's all behind them now because they've had such a good camp. Like, things like that, like, they don't tend to rear their ugly head during the course of the season if they haven't done so during the training camp. And what I mean by that is it's probably going to – if they fall apart, it'll be something different. It's not going to be because of the relationship that happened last year. It'll be something totally new. It'll be, you know, some other beef if that is the case. But I don't think that's going to happen with this team.
Well, you know, with that, you know, like for pitfalls or things that could go wrong, their depth on the offensive line isn't what it has been. And I just think – and I've said this since March. We're really just sweeping under the rug the loss of J.C. Kelce. I mean, I don't – until I watch the Eagles play without J.C. Kelce, it's hard for me to imagine what they look like without J.C. Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Cam Jurgens was drafted to take that spot, and he's had years of grooming, but that stands out to me. Like, are they going to be as good up front? You know, this Eagles team is built different, Hugh, than most great Eagles teams. Because usually it's –
Defense.
Offensive line, defensive line. Like, those are the locks. And then, you know, you wonder about the skill positions. This is the opposite. Like, the offensive line, I have some question marks about. The defensive line, I have to, you know, I'll include the pass rush, have some questions. Hugh, you know what we have no questions about? The skill players, running back, wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, because they're money.
Corners.
Easy money.
Yeah, they
easy
got a
money.
Lot there now.
Easy money.
It's like
easy
a it's like a bizarro Eagles team that Howie Roseman built here. It's just
yeah,
the opposite.
And that's why I feel like they're going to be the guys that basically carry today, Joe. They're going to be the ones that keep this defense in the game for the most part. And they're going to be the ones that when we look at winning football games, we're going to look at that offense and see what they did during the course of the day. Defense is going to have, you know, they're going to have their moments. But for me, it's all about what this offense does.
215-592-9490. If we're live today, 94 WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex. Next hour, Howard Eskin will join us. We'll also be joined by Eagles linebacker Zach Bond when practice ends. And all your phone calls here, are the Eagles a lock to win the division? Yes or no? Are you willing to say it today? On August 20th, the Eagles are a lock. I'm not willing to go there. I was willing to go there with the Phillies when they're up 6.5 in early June. I don't feel strongly about the Eagles today and about the idea of them being a lock to win the division. Hugh and Kyle, I mean, we got Sharpies out here. I mean, these guys are printing the hats.
That's what we do.
For division champions. Where do you come down? And we're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater, biggest Dallas Cowboy hater out there. Tell us why you're that for a spot in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. When we come back, your phone calls, look at the latest odds over at FanDuel. How big of favorites are the Eagles? Plus some audio for some of the players and what they've seen from Jalen Hurts so far in the offseason and in camp. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Hatfield. If you remember that they gave me a special care package, it was the Southwest Season Tenderloin flavor. Well, I got good news for all you folks. Now it is available at your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield Southwest Season Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with a hint of heat, just a hint of heat, that brings a vibrant Southwestern kick to every...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.